Hiring great people is never easy. Whenever you're trying to fill an open position, you're hoping to find someone exceptional, but that's the catch. How do you assess whether someone has that extra gear to take their work from good to great? It turns out you can assess people whether someone has potential to do something exceptional and needs to be looked no further than their resume. You're looking for people who are always a cut above. And I recently had a conversation with a friend of mine who's the CEO of an organization, and we got discussing hiring for top talent. And he told me when he looks at people, look for people he believes potential for exceptional performance, he does that by looking for ways in which they have proven themselves exceptional in other ways that usually doesn't mean grades. I was intrigued and asked him if he could look for what traits he looks for in those types of candidates. And he pointed out to a recent example of a young engineer that he was interviewing for an open position. A line at the bottom of the engineer's resume popped out, and it said the young man had set the American College record for the 200-meter butterfly. Now, that's one piece of data, but it tells you much more about the young man than assess his else on his resume. He thought about how many thousands of swimmers have competed in that event over the years, and they put in tens of thousands of hours training since they were kids, and they're getting up at 5 a.m. and every day and jumping into a chilly pool to squeeze in some laps before school or work. And after all of that, the young man had swum the event in the fastest of any American college history. There's no better evidence that someone could become exceptional employee for you. This is someone who was a cut above, disciplined, and willing to do whatever it took to be that person that exceeded. He was hired on the spot. And we can learn from this example, you can find those people when you look outside of their resume. They all haven't participated in athletics. They may show some capabilities in things like math competitions or debate teams or starting an online business at 14, excelled in esports, might be someone who painstakingly built a baseball card or stamp collection over decades worth of thousands of dollars today. These are some instances where someone operating at the highest level in an area where they have a passion. They have demonstrated high commitment and discipline to achieve something remarkable. And that's often the trait that separates an A player from the rest of the people. You assessing true potential. Now, I realize that some of you might be asking whether it's exceptional to ask a candidate about their experience outside of work. Yes, you can, but that experience you must be related to somehow how they perform at work. You have to be careful here in the bias that due to answers, but that's for another day, for another topic. Of course, you'll want to assess whether the person is also a cultural fit for your organization and has the technical capabilities and special skills that might need to help them perform at the job. But if someone checks all those boxes, you can ask whether they have demonstrated exceptional abilities, activities outside of work, and show their true potential. The idea is that someone who has demonstrated high capabilities in one area can also deliver in other ways. So, beyond the resume, when you're looking for your next employees, please stop at what they've listed on the resume and go hunting for examples of places where they've stood out and provide exceptional. When you find that, you know you have a real winner on your hands.